were talking about the when you're washing dishes, the cloth or rag you use. You call that a...
I told you I used anything Mama and my wife gave me. It was probably a... What kind of rag was it, Lana?
What's that?
That you wash dishes with.
Way back then?
Yeah.
Well, we used to use those flour.
Flour sacks.
Flour bags.
Huh? Flour bags.
Flour. The bags that you got the flour in is what we used to use. My mother unravel them and hem them, and she made dish towels.
Dishcloth? Is that what, do you remember doing that?
Yeah, they used to do that.
What would they call the thing, a dishcloth or dish rag or what?
Well, they had a dish rag that they washed dishes with, and they had a, I reckon it was the same rag they always wiped the table off, and then they washed the rag out.
Mm-hmm. And what would they use to dry the dishes with? What would they call that?
That was a drying rag.
And what about the cloth or rag you used to bathe your face with?
That was a wash rag.
And to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
And did you ever speak of a stand of molasses or stand of lard?
A stand of molasses?
Uh-huh.
We used to cook syrup in a 60-gallon kiln.
Uh-huh.
And we'd take it up and we'd string it through a flannel cloth. Sometimes we'd just use two cloths.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have one over the tub and one up on a box. Dip the syrup up,
mm-hmm,
and let it pour through those cloths. And the way we fastened that cloth to the tub was with clothespins.
Mm-hmm.
Round the edge where no flies or nothing couldn't get in it when it went through that.
Mm-hmm.
That stayed on it until you went to put it in quart bottles or beer bottles or gallon cans.
Did you ever refer to any of those containers as a stand?
No. Now, some of them, back before my time, used to put syrup in barrels.
Mm-hmm.
I think the stand was used on out in Louisiana, whether I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
But people around here didn't use that. They just put the syrup up while it was hot,
mm-hmm,
and kept up the syrup. They figured it would keep better, and it was lots easier to pour in the bottles if you was filling bottles,
mm-hmm,
while it was hot and thin than it was when it, if you'd have put it in something and let it got cool.
What would you, if you were filling a bottle, like a Coke bottle or something, what would you pour it through?
You had a little funnel.
Uh-huh.
Just dip it up and pour it right in there.
And say if you were driving horses and you wanted them to go faster, you might hit them with a...
You'd stick your feet, your heels in their side.
But what if you were in a buggy or something?
Then you'd have a little whip.
Okay. And say if you bought some groceries in a store now, the grocer would put them in a...
Now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you put them in the refrigerator part of them, and you put part of them in the cabinet.
But what would he put them in at the store, though, for you to take them home in?
Sometimes they'd put them in a box,
mm-hmm,
that they had taken canned goods out. They used all those boxes back then.
What about, say, if you bought some apples or something at the store?
They'd be liable to put them in a small box.
What about a bag or a sack? Or?
Well, sometimes they'd put them in a bag or a sack. It's according to how many you bought.
What would that be made out of?